Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of June 2020. Supreme Court has observed that it was the state government and not the court which could decide how liquor could be sold, allowing the government of Tamil Nadu to devise methods to sell liquor, online or via physical sales. Manipur High Court has directed the state authorities to take relevant steps for protection of environment, especially the forest cover of the state, to avoid the threat of animal-borne diseases in the future. Supreme Court has granted interim protection from arrest to noted journalist Vinod Dua but allowed Himachal Pradesh police to conduct probe and interrogate him on a first information report lodged for allegedly misreporting communal violence. Delhi High Court has assigned two Delhi University officials to ensure that visually challenged students receive study materials and essential equipment before the university plans to conduct the online open book exam for final year students. Delhi High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation which had challenged the order of the Ministry of Home Affairs wherein considerable relaxations from lockdown were operationalized under Unlock 1.0. Delhi High Court has refused to issue directions in a plea seeking court's intervention in preventing private hospitals from charging exorbitant fee for COVID-19 treatment. Delhi High Court has asked the Delhi government to treat as representation a plea seeking adequate segregation of COVID and non-COVID patients before taking over private hospitals for COVID facilities. Delhi High Court has directed the North Delhi Municipal Corporation to disburse salaries of resident doctors of Kasturba Hospital and Hindu Rao Hospital which have been pending since March 2020. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the trustee and asset management company of Franklin Templet and Mutual Fund and also to Securities and Exchange Board of India on a writ petition challenging the winding up notice issued by the mutual fund to close its 6 debt funds. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to increase the number of the beds and ventilators for COVID-19 patients so that all COVID patients in need can get these facilities. Delhi High Court has decided to continue with the current mode of restricted functioning in light of the extension of the nationwide lockdown till the 30th of June 2020. Bombay High Court has held that it was neither for the petitioner nor the court to suggest on whom clinical trials of probable antidote to the coronavirus or SARS-CoV-2 virus should be conducted and dismissed a writ petition suggesting such trials on inmates of correctional homes. Kerala High Court has dismissed a PIL challenging constitutional validity of subsection 2 of section 3 of the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act 1971, which allows medical termination of pregnancy under specified circumstances. Allahabad High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation seeking a direction to preserve the remains whatever found at the site of proposed Ram Janm Bhoomi Mandir campus Ayodhya during the leveling of the said site. Allahabad High Court has issued notice on a petition filed by Congress leader for Uttar Pradesh, Deepak Singh, seeking forthwith disposal of disqualification proceedings pending against former Congress member of Legislative Council, Dinesh Pratap Singh, who switched to Bharatiya Janata Party in 2018. Allahabad High Court has asked the Uttar Pradesh government to file its reply on the anticipatory bail application filed by Sandeep Singh, personal secretary of Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, in a first information report lodged against him allegedly for forging a list of 1,000 buses that the Congress party arranged to bring back migrant workers. Allahabad High Court on Friday stayed the interim order passed by a single judge of the High Court, staying the recruitment process of 69,000 assistant basic teachers in Uttar Pradesh. Madras High Court has issued notices to the Union of India and the state government in a public interest litigation filed by Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam, seeking necessary permissions clearance for landing of international aircrafts carrying Indians stranded abroad at the Chennai International Airport. Calcutta High Court has held that prisoners in the state of West Bengal are not to be governed by the provisions of the Minimum Wages Act, 1948 and the rates fixed under such provisions by the appropriate government as minimum wages. Calcutta High Court has observed that the limitation period to apply for probate starts not from the date of death of the testator but from which the dispute arises or when it becomes necessary to apply for grant of probate. Calcutta High Court has sought the response of the state government on the issue of demand of fees by unaided educational institutions during the lockdown period. Telangana High Court has issued a circular to extend the suspension of work of subordinate courts, tribunals etc. in the state till the 30th of June, 2020. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that the will of the former Maharaja of the erstwhile state of Faridkot was forged by the persons in charge at the time in order to plunder the entire estate. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed the State Director General of Police to ensure that no official document henceforth contains any offensive reference to a black person that will shame India's tradition of treating foreigners with dignity. Manipur High Court has initiated contempt proceedings against a woman cop who allegedly posted derogatory, defamatory and contemptuous remark in her Facebook account against judiciary. Authority for Advance Ruling, Karnataka has held that apparatus do not qualify as completely cooked food and therefore, goods and services tax, GST, at the rate of 18% is leviable on the same.